MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. Chatting now with Evan Robbins. You find him, of course, at the Old Mutual Investment Group. Evan, good to chat again. Talking REITs, real estate investment trusts, you make the point in a note you put out. Short term, the sector very bond-like due to values being influenced by the bond yield. But the longer term horizon, it's going to be around those earnings and the earnings growth that we can see coming out of these listed REITs.
Yes, I think the sector's rerated. Basically, all the COVID damage in terms of the rating has gone. We're back to where we were mid-2010s, you can say, before things got too exuberant. So now we're back to a sort of an outlook of some growth in the REITs. But to really get more growth from here, we need the earnings to grow more than just inflation. We need some of the opportunities to start coming forward.
I take your point on earnings and some of the drivers. I mean, that's good old-fashioned. Rates coming down a little bit more, perhaps more than expected, and of course, better than expected GDP growth. I mean, just good old-fashioned economics 101 to really help boost those earnings.
Yes, I think property hopefully is back to good old-fashioned property, giving you inflation-like growth, with some yield. Mm-hmm. But that's sort of priced in historically for now. So to really get extra oomph above this, if you get that, we're going to need the drivers just to push the sector forward. Otherwise, I think it's done quite a lot of work already.
And the big one, of course, is vacancies. And that's very much dependent around, where that they're operating. Office remains under pressure, retail okay, logistics mostly better. But again, it's that economic growth and bringing those vacancy rates down where there's still capacity to push earnings. Otherwise, you've just got empty spaces earning nothing.
Yes, I mean, the office vacancies have actually been coming down for the last 9 quarters, which is nice to see. They're still above where they were before. But there certainly is opportunity. If we have growth and once those offices start filling, then that's money for nothing because that drops straight to the bottom line. We don't have that, as you mentioned, in other sectors. But really, once things really start recovering, you want to see rent growth. You want to see rents growing above inflation and some pricing power. We're not there yet. At the moment, rents are rebased, so you can grow, say, with inflation from those, but you really want to see some pricing power return. We're not there yet, but if you want to play into positive scenario, hopefully we can get back there sometime in the medium to long term.
You mentioned, I mean, office certainly vacancies been improving. What, 9 quarters? That's a little over 2 years. Are rent reversions turning positive in the office space yet, or are we still seeing negative reversions?
We still see negative reversions, but if you look at the rental numbers, we all start seeing sort of a year-on-year rental growth on some measures finally picking up into positive territory. Mm-hmm. So certainly the deterioration seems to hopefully be over. It doesn't mean that things aren't tough and you don't have negative reversions from where we were before, but year-on-year, we're certainly seeing some positive readings I've seen for the first time in some time.
And one of the key points, and I remember at the sort of peaks in what, the 2016, 17, 18, prices were fairly well above net asset values. What we're sitting now is that current values on commercial portfolios typically below cost of new builds, which is a positive sign for the industry as well.
Yes, I think that's where the positive news comes one day. Eventually, if we have growth, eventually new stock is going to have to determine the price of existing stock because you can either rent an existing stock or build something new, and that's where the rental tension comes in, when rents are pushed up to that because they don't have an alternative. We fall from that at the moment, but that's how property cycles work. If we do have steady growth and we start absorbing those vacancies, we should get to that because we're sitting with rentals amongst the lowest in the world in some areas. Oh, wow. So it's really not a very high base we're starting from. It's not an unfair base given where we are at the moment, but it's not a high base, which means if things improve, we can certainly a rental base which we can grow on.
You also made the point in your note that if you're a property fund, well, then you've got REITs in it. But the more generalist type of funds are in many cases underweight and perhaps been caught a little bit flat-footed by the surge we've seen in listed REITs over the last year. And that could help with some uplift as they sort of try and get back to weight.
Yes, there certainly seems to be a dynamic recently with lots of balanced funds, for example, who are underweight, caught by the interest rate reduction as well, trying to make up for the underweight position and buying quite aggressively. That certainly helped the surge in the market we've seen at the moment, which is why I think things are re-rated and why we sort of returned back to where we, the rating we had before. So a lot of the damage in terms of those ratings have been done, helped by the buying we've seen from some of the generalist funds, who really, you know, property was a very unloved sector.
Mm-hmm.
It's still not a love sector, but the unloved part of it, I think, it has dissipated certainly to some extent if you see the amount of buying.
And my sense is from looking out, from chatting to you now, reading the report, I mean, the we're moving in the right direction, I suppose. I mean, when we get back to the sort of highs of 2017, 2018, that's got some issues, as I said, GDP, interest rates and others. But the sector is looking healthy, and the run we've seen over the last year is supported by those fundamentals.
Yes, I would say healthier. Things still are tough. I mean, things aren't easy on the ground, but certainly an improvement and things picking up and stabilization and seeing positive numbers and seeing actually real growth, or at least with inflation growth from the sector, certainly in terms of the South African rent, net rental income, is certainly a very positive sign and a change. I think the market is responding to from a deterioration to some improvement and some normal growth returning, and that's very positive.
We leave it there. Evan Robbins, Old Mutual Investment Group. Where he is the Old Mutual Property Fund Manager. Appreciate the early morning time. And that's our poll today, LinkedIn and Twitter. As we said, property's had a really, really good 12 months. The question is, how long before we get some more highs? And those highs are pre-pandemic. They weren't even just then, sort of early. They were 2017, 2018. Have your vote, have your say, LinkedIn and Twitter. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.